B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yeah, it's 827 LBF. What is cool?
I don't know about you, but when I sit down with my daughter to watch the Christmas classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, my first thought is, what's a good drink to have with this? So I have a list of drinks that pair perfectly with your Christmas classics.
That is really, it's clever. I like this.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian, how about you?
I've got some shopping tips for you if you're, you know, not quite
close
there yet. Yeah, you need a gift idea for maybe a kid that you're
like
not. I got some good ones for
All
you.
All right, that's good. And yesterday was Cyber Monday. Friday was Black Friday. Today is Giving Tuesday. And we've teamed up with the Salvation Army and Boston 25 to fill some red kettles virtually. I'll tell you you can do that coming up.
Okay, you can fill this red kettle with booze.
Okay. they like coins and cash.
Okay. So, you know, if you want to pair your classic Christmas movies with a cocktail, real simple, and I have helped you out, they've just got ideas of what to drink with the movies. Like, for an example, It's a Wonderful Life, perfect pairing with mulled wine, because that's what the Angel of Clarence asks for when he goes to Martini's. And then Martini's like, get out of here.
I'm making angels.
Yes. Another one gets his wings. Hey, that guy's mean.
Get out of here.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, a deviled margarita. It's green. And you add a little cayenne pepper for the little
I don't like
kick.
That.
You know?
Do you like spicy margaritas?
Yep.
You guys like that?
I do.
Like
it just makes me want to drink
margarita.
Water with it.
Right. That's actually a good idea.
Maybe it is.
Yeah. Eggnog, the classic to go with the classic Miracle on 34th
Brown
Street.
Rum.
Yeah. I think
nutmeg.
That would probably go with Christmas Vacation, too, if you have the moose mugs.
Yes. We have one of those moose mugs, I think.
Oh, then you need eggnog.
Elf and a Holiday Amaretto Sour, because it's so sweet and sour. It's just a lot of simple syrup. Love Actually and a Pimm's Royale, because it's a British rom-com with a British drink.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's
and,
a couple
how about
ideas.
Tonight? Rudolph's on 8 o'clock. What do you plan on having with that?
You know what? I would pair
something
with
red.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
I would pair a Negroni.
See,
because
that'd be
it's
nice.
Red.
Yeah.
And it's bright red.
Uh-huh.
And it's delicious. Yeah. And it's got gin. Anyway.
Would you look at his nose?
Exactly. Especially after two. But you know what? We have
go ahead.
We have quarantine cocktails up at WROR.com.
Yeah.
Because I
Dave
make and I
more, yeah, yeah.
make drinks.
You do. They're great videos.
You and Dave from your home bar.
I know.
They're great.
Did he make a Negroni in one of these?
No.
Did
he?
Red Negroni?
No.
That's what you call it.
You That's what I'll call it.
Yeah.
I have too many Negronis. I don't know.
Rudolph the Red Negroni.
That's not bad, Bob.
I'm trying to spitballing. Okay.
All right.
Hey, Brian.
You know, I actually just found this article at WROR.com, the top 10 Christmas toys for 2020.
Ah.
And I'm all in for number one, because I have been watching The Mandalorian.
Ah.
Love The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the star of The Mandalorian is... It's the buddy comedy you never knew you needed.
Right.
Baby Yoda. So we just found Baby Yoda's name, actually, in the last episode. But the number one toy
that's
available for about $89 on Amazon, the new Star Wars Baby Yoda. It's got 25 sounds and motions. It looks like the real little Baby Yoda. It's about 8 inches tall. It can be your own little
What's
Yoda
Baby
buddy.
Yoda's name?
I forget what the heck it was, but they revealed it in the last episode.
You, of all people.
I don't remember things.
I would think
Wayne.
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 Baby Wayne.
Baby Wayne.
It was like Groba or something. I forget what it was. It
should have been Wayne.
That's exactly.
Aunt Wayne.
Yeah. Aunt Wayne. We done? Yeah. Say, Brian, where did you find that?
WROR.com.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. Also, we are teaming up with Boston 25. I spent some quality Zoom time with the lovely Sarah Edwards a couple of weeks ago. And we were talking about how the red kettles are going to, they're going to be harder to find this year just because of the COVID, of course. But you can give virtually at SalvationArmyMA.org. That's Salvation Army Mass. .org. The need is still there. As a matter of fact, it's even more so. A lot of hard-hit communities like Chelsea, Lowell, Lawrence, Boston, and Lynn especially. Now, the Lynn Salvation Army recently saw their food pantry jump from serving 60 families to 600 families during COVID. So a lot of folks who've been out sick or, you know, out of work, they've got an entire family depending on them, and the Salvation Army provides hope. So if you can give, we would appreciate it. Again, you'll feel great doing it. Give virtually at SalvationArmyMA.org. We'll put the link up on our Facebook page. That's the ROR Morning Show, okay?
Cool.
Sarah was very nice, by the way, Sarah.
Oh, Sarah Underwood? Yeah. Yes, of course.
As nice as she was on TV.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I like that. Don't disappoint.
Boy, I wonder what she has to say about you.
I think it was Hoosie.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.